Central Bank Governor Gabriel McLouf has been speaking this lunchtime about rising prices, Ireland's inflation rate, and what's expected in relation to the cost of living this year. In a moment, our economics correspondent Robert Short. But first, here's what Gabriel McLouf told the Institute of Directors today.
I mean, I think the risks to both our forecast of Irish inflation and the ECB's forecasts of euro area inflation are both to the upside. From what we see, economies are all reopened. That's why we think if there's risk to our forecasts, they are more likely to be on the upside than anywhere. By the end of this year, I think inflation will be lower than it is now. And that applies to Ireland, and it also applies to the whole of the euro area. That's essentially my point. So the trajectory, well, Ireland's inflation has been higher than the euro area, so I think that that's just going to continue as a trend, but it is going to be lower than it is today.
The governor of the central bank, Gabriel McLouf. Let's talk, as I say, to our economics correspondent, Robert Short. Robert, the risks to inflation, he says, remain here on the upside. Decode that for us, if you will, please.
Well, basically what the governor has been saying is that, you know, we have seen inflation really gallop ahead, particularly since the second half of last year, principally down to high energy prices. And that's something that we're sharing with consumers right across the euro area. But there are some other items that are, I suppose, more specific to Ireland, particularly housing costs. We've seen rents increase and so forth. So although Irish inflation is ahead of the euro area average, it's really not that far ahead at the moment. In fact, you know, if you look at the most recent figures for December, our inflation rate is identical to what Germany's is, 5.7% on a harmonised basis. However, in Germany, from January, they expect the inflation rate to go down considerably because they had a VAT increase 2 years ago, and that's our VAT cut 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the increase is going, when that falls out of the system, it was temporary to assist with COVID. That's going to probably see their inflation rate go down, but ours will probably, or at least the central bank expects, for it to remain above the euro area average, principally because, you know, it's going to take a while for those energy prices to work out, to moderate, and particularly when we see what's happening in Ukraine as well, and also because of those other things like rents and so on, and the fact that, you know, as we were discussing here just last week, inflation in Ireland has spread from those areas to other areas like food and so on. So I think inflation is going to be with us for some time to come. Now, the governor did say that he did expect it to go down over the course of this year, but it will remain elevated compared to the euro area average.
If we're seeing these, I think, is the phrase secondary effects when you describe what's happening in terms of food prices and so on. If we're seeing that, why do they still remain confident that it's going to flush its way through the system before the end of the year and will moderate by the end of the year?
Well, I suppose there's this distinction to be made between the second rate effects, like, you know, as you described it, food there, and the second rate effects as they're understood in the central bank, and the ones that really make them worry, which is when they see wages chasing prices for no other reason other than inflation is at a certain rate. Now, at the moment, they say that wages, they are increasing. We know that wages on average increased by about 5.5% in the Irish economy last year. But the central bank says that they're not seeing wage inflation that's not justified by productivity. So in other words, the companies that are rewarding those kind of pay increases, that they are justified based on the increased profits they're making from selling their goods and services. So, but they are keeping a very close eye on that. I suppose the big thing that they expect to fall out of the inflation number is they do expect, and again, I suppose, that, you know, there are different views on this, but they expect energy prices to moderate over the course of this year. And they also expect some of the price increases that may have come as a result of, you know, we've heard a lot about supply chain disruption and goods getting held up here, there and yonder. They expect them to be worked out of the system as economies gradually get back to normal.
Robert Short, thanks for that. After this short break, planning the return to the workplace.